This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Terry Boyarsky and Oleg Kruglikov have something in common when it comes to music, but their individual musical journeys couldn't have been more different. Oleg, born in Russia, began his career at the age of seven. The instrument of choice, the balalaika, a triangular-shaped stringed instrument that plays an important role in Russian folk music. Terry is classically trained, a concert pianist who attended high school right here in Durham before finding a career in music education. 2 years ago, Oleg and Terry combined their talents to create Russian Duo. It's a project that aims to entertain audiences and educate them about the origins of Russian folk music. And I'm pleased to welcome Russian Duo to the program today, Terry Boyarsky and Oleg Kruglikov. Thank you so much for being on the show.
You're welcome.
Good
Thanks
to have
for
you
having
here.
Us.
So tell us how did you first connect, Terry, Oleg?
Actually, it was me who connected Terry because I was looking for partner for collaborator to now, play.
Where were you
to
at
play
the time?
With? And I were in Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, I was already living in Cleveland, Ohio, and I was in need to collaborate with somebody to play music, because I mean, I don't think it's a good idea to play just on three-string balalaika, you know, whole concert.
So was that, and when you say collaborate, was that what you had in mind, concert dates, that sort of thing?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Oleg spent his life performing and touring and traveling.
And were you doing solo work on the balalaika? You must have met up with other musicians, because it is hard to imagine. It's not really meant for solo concerts, is it?
Not really. You have to have like ensemble or other musician for accompaniment and other stuff.
So how much did you know about the balalaika when you heard this plea from Oleg and decided to join up?
Well, I was singing about the balalaika as a young child, and I'm an ethnomusicologist. And I was listening to this music all my life. So I was very familiar with it, but I had no idea there was such a huge repertoire for piano and balalaika.
Well, I tell you what, before we say any more, why don't we hear something? Could you play something for us right now?
Yes, sure.
It's Terry Boyarsky and Oleg Kruglikov. They are the Russian duo. That is a song called Volinka.
Volinka, which means bagpipe. Actually, заиграй моя Volinka, play my bagpipe.
So you've got a song that's played on piano and...
And balalaika, yes. Because bagpipes were popular in Russia a long time ago. Not anymore, I guess.
Well, what about... tell us a little bit about the balalaika. What's its history?
Balalaika has pretty long history. And first pictures of balalaikas dated came to us from 9th century, I believe. And first writings about balalaikas dated by 17th century. And they found in sort of... police report.
Hmm.
Yes.
Police report? Was it a stolen balalaika?
No, it wasn't stolen balalaika, but it was a report about two drunk peasants who were going through city gates, yeah. Actually in Moscow, and they were playing balalaika and singing songs, and they were cursing gate guards. They were charged for that. Balalaika was confiscated, and they were sent to Siberia. For a lifetime.
So, and this instrument is a peasant instrument. It has its roots in the countryside.
Actually, you are finding like traces of this instrument in peasant culture as well as in high society culture in Russia as well. So there is many evidences of that. But yes, usually it was very widely used by peasants.
And Terry, tell us a little bit about you. You said that you were surprised to see how much music had been written. Where was this music written and when was it written? Was it composed over this entire period from the 8th century? Or
no, there was a man named Vasily Andreev. Say it, correct me.
Vasily Andreev.
Andreev. Yes. And he fell in love with the balalaika and decided to bring it onto the stage and modernize it.
And so, when was this, roughly?
It was the end of the 19th century, okay. Actually 1880s.
Okay.
So he was a composer, violinist, and pianist. And he asked several violin makers to help him standardize this peasant instrument, which used to have only 5 frets and was very it was homemade.
Sure.
So they were all different.
Yeah, it was pentatonic instrument.
Yeah. So after being refused by Russian violin makers, he went and found
he found Polish one, originated in Poland. Polish guy living in St. Petersburg that time, because Poland was part of the Russia at that time.
So he made 6 sizes of balalaika and then created a balalaika orchestra, and then he toured. But he also wrote original pieces for piano and balalaika, some of which are in our repertoire, which are very beautiful. And then once he modernized it and standardized it, this instrument is now taught in conservatory in Russia. Mm. So we are playing a lot of classical music.
Yes, we do.
And other European classical music goes well together with this particular duo as well. In fact, you've got you're going to do a Schubert serenade?
We will.
Would you do that now?
Okay.
Thank you. the Russian duo. Live on The State of Things, they are Terry Boyarsky on piano, Oleg Kruglikov on the balalaika. That is a serenade composed by Franz Schubert. The balalaika itself has, we were talking a little bit about the history, and when you listen to it, if I hadn't told people what you're playing, it would sound an awful lot like a mandolin.
It's similar to mandolin and belongs to same family of Asian lutes. It's similar as well to guitar.
Yeah. One of the interesting things about its history is the fact that there was at least one Tsar that outlawed the thing.
Yes.
What was the threat posed by balalaika?
I don't know. It's something connected to the Russian church.
Ah.
So I guess they want people to make more religious that time. And the Russian Tsar decided that they are having too much fun playing all those instruments. And balalaika vanished from history of Russian music like for several centuries.
And so he was essentially successful in having this thing smashed and moves out of the culture and comes back in part, am I right about this, because of an effort to give returning soldiers as they are mustered out of the service a balalaika, take it home, teach your friends.
Yeah, it was the same project Vasily Andreev started. So he started to promote balalaika music, instrumental Russian music, and he organized the first Russian folk orchestras. So, because he actually created first Russian folk orchestra in 1887, and they start traveling with great success throughout the Russia, then throughout Europe, and then they made the world tour.
You know, Terry, as an ethnomusicologist, what's the impact on an instrument and on a folk culture when an instrument like that is suddenly evaporated and then makes its return?
Well, you talk about revival or renewal. I mean, is it really the tradition, or are they starting something brand new? Is it a lineage, or is it some new creation?
And what's your sense of what happened in that case? Is there any way to know? Because there really aren't any recordings of the early stuff, so there's no real way to know.
Right. Well,
it's definitely lineage, because the instrument itself is still very original. It's triangular, three-stringed, and it played by fingers. So to play mandolin, you have to use pick, right? And you strumming balalaika just with your fingers, which is pretty original, and that's why it has different sound, distinctive, warm sound, right. Not like a mandolin, because if you will try to play balalaika with pick, I mean, it will sound like bad mandolin.
Well, I want to give you time to play one more, and I've got a few things to say, so I want to thank you both for being on the program.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
For having us.
Terry Boyarsky and Oleg Kruglikov are the Russian duo. They're going to perform on Sunday afternoon in Durham at Judea Reform. It's at 1 o'clock. They're going to be at North Carolina Arts Market in High Point from Monday through Wednesday of next week. And for more information, you can visit RussianDuo.com. That's the State of Things for today. Thanks for listening. Our website is stateofthings.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, here's the Russian duo.